I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We always appreciate you getting involved. Where the text line is a little bit of a mess, but in the best way right now, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. We've got people just texting in various different quarterbacks that they think the Colts should go for in a very tongue-in-cheek way. How about a little bit of Brian Hoyer? You want to bring him out?
Where is he at? How old is he?
People coming back with some Darren Orlovsky.
Tom Savage.
Taylor Heineke, a name that I had forgotten about somehow. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, that's happening. Shout out to the YouTube page, Steve DeBerg. Bring him out here. But at the same time, you also have people dating back to our question of the day, giving us times that they managed to successfully accomplish something while under the influence. Mm-hmm. And somebody said that they went 9 of 10 from 3 in a JV basketball game after taking shots with their team pregame. A lot of things happening there. But I guess congratulations on your good shooting day. Turned into Steph Curry. One of the things that I would hope turns into Steph Curry when it comes to like efficiency and capabilities, the Texans in the red zone. Because right now, or at least starting the season, they were atrocious in the red zone. I think they've improved to a place where I would call them mediocre, John Lopez. How would you term that? Do you think that's fair?
Of late, yes. Of late, mediocre.
Last couple of games, I believe they've been 50% in the red zone, which, you know, at least statistically, you go, all right, that's better. But watching it, you feel the impact of, damn, this is not as effective as it should be. And the question I've been asking myself, especially now that you look at the Texans and you go, they're in the playoff position. They're where you wanted them to be to start the season with the opportunity to win the division and with a defense that's good enough to go and win everything. I think that there's unequivocally, you're playing with a defense that is capable of winning a Super Bowl, point blank, period, end of discussion. And so I keep asking myself, especially as we look at this offense and we go, okay, this is the side where CJ Stroud will constantly tell us we need to do better and add in. What does a red zone, a mediocre red zone capability get you? Like how far does that get you as a team?
See, to me, it's not so much being mediocre in the red zone as much as it's how often do you get into the red zone? And I think that's something that maybe might come back to haunt the Texans, if anything does. You said it. I've said it. We all believe it now. You know, you have a championship-level defense. You have a quarterback who's starting to clearly buy in to how they do offense. But they don't get a lot of possessions. You know, because they run the ball so much, they tend to take longer. They're a big time of possession team when things are going well. So you're only going to get a few red zone opportunities when you're like that.
Sure.
You're not going to be lighting it up and making big plays and in there – five, six times, you're going to be in there three times, maybe.
Four times.
Last time, yeah. But they really have only been in the end zone like three or four times at the most in most games. So it's not so much that because you're not getting in as often. I think you have to be better than mediocre.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The tough part about it is the way that they are built and they decided to build themselves in such a way.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, well, we're going to go and have more possessions that we go and get to the red zone. That's not how they're built.
No.
They don't quick strike down the field necessarily unless the play is broken and you're playing backyard football. They're not getting explosive runs. They're not built to do that either. They are a matriculate your way down the field type offense. So the times, as you mentioned, rightfully, the few times they get in the end or red zone, rather, they need to be more efficient. And as of right now, do you think you could guess what their red zone percentage is efficiency-wise for the season?
I feel it's still low. I'll say, so what is 50% the last two games?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 38%.
44%.
All right.
In the red zone.
Not great.
Not great.
But better than I thought.
Can I take you to the 2024, some 2024 playoff teams? Because this is what I'm thinking of. How far can you go with this? Comparing to, let's say, last year's Kansas City Chiefs team, right? Obviously a Super Bowl contender or a Super Bowl participant is what I was trying to say. When it came to the red zone, 53.8, so 54%.
And they did get in there more often.
Right, and they got in there a lot more frequently, right? Yeah. The Baltimore Ravens of last year. You know, they end up tripping over their own feet a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But as an offense, pretty damn good. 74% efficiency in the red zone.
74?
Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. You want to think about them as a team? Maybe a little bit.
There
their team that runs the football
high.
A little bit?
Yeah.
69%.
Yeah. Nice.
In the red zone.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Eagles of last year. Even the Eagles of last year, right? They could grind things out. The offense, we've talked about it even today. Offense not always all that. 57%. Mm-hmm. In the red zone. Rams of last year, 52%. The Bills of last year, 72%. Mm-hmm. Like, think of the stratification that you're seeing there. Mm-hmm. The really great ones are getting in there and, you know, 3 out of 4 times they're getting into the end zone.
Right.
And even the teams that you go, all right, they're pretty good teams. They're getting in there at least, you know, 2 out of every 4 times, except they're not going 4 times. They're going 6 times in a game.
Right.
This is something that has to change if you want to have, like, the constant battle of, all right, we just need to win a game. That's cool. But now that you're in a place where the floor feels like the playoffs, if you want to maximize the season and not validate
they have to be 55 or better, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Like, it just needs to be. And to be fair, the number is always going to be dragged down by the beginning of the season. So maybe there needs to be an accounting.
Let's say 55 from
here on.
Yes.
But as of right now, are you confident that they can do that? And that's the question that I have.
I'm really not. I'm more confident. I'm not like I was at the beginning of the year when they were just talk about, you know, tripping over yourself. I mean, they couldn't do anything right. And part of the reason I'm a little more confident, but not to that degree, is I thought some of their red zone play calls, you know, give Nick Caley a little credit, have been okay lately. I think the little pass to Woody Marks was terrific. That ended up being a touchdown.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've been having a hard time. I've been watching that playback a lot this morning even. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if that was like designed to be open in that way.
I think it was an option.
Or if it was a circumstance that happened.
The way I looked at it was an option. When he saw that linebacker coming.
Nick Bolton in that instance.
Yes. He immediately leaked out behind him, which you're taught to do as a receiver. You know that. You played the position back in the day. You know, you're taught.
I like that you're giving me credit to like have an NFL understanding of the position.
No, Reggie, you played that position.
But you don't have to have an NFL understanding. High schoolers do this, you know, so I think I'll give them credit for that one. The one play that I just, we didn't talk about this at all. And I don't know if it was in the red zone, but it was a crucial third down call. I could just see Bobby Slowick calling the play on the sideline. You called an end around to 150-pound Jalen Noel on a third and gotta have it. Was that in the red zone? It was close.
I don't think that you were in the red zone on that play.
But you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy, Bobby.
Because then he get crushed.
He got crushed. Yeah.
That's what
that
I'm
was,
like,
oh, that was the one where Troy Aikman said, you're not going to get a better form tackle than this.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
he lifted him up and drove him like 4 yards back.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you? It's okay to call an end around with Nico Collins. You know, you scored on that one. He's, you know, 7 feet tall and 280 pounds or whatever he is. But he had Jalen Noel on an end around. I was like, oh, boy. So a little more confident with the creativity, but not super confident.
And I will give them credit. Yeah. Like, they did have one play that I thought was a really good red zone play in particular. And it was a touchdown to Dalton Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know.
Mental error.
Yeah, you have mental error. Which, honestly, I do wonder how much of that you put on CJ, actually. Because Jalen Noel is going and getting set, but as Jalen Noel is, you know, in his motion, CJ is already, you know, he's already calling for the ball to be snapped. I do wonder if he needs to make sure that his guy goes and gets set before having that happen. That's one of those kind of timing things, and maybe that just needs to be worked out. But that's also another portion of this red zone conversation is you just have to be more efficient, not just in your play calling and in scoring it because, you know, of what we're talking about. You can't afford to be shooting yourself in the foot. And it feels like more often than not, when they do shoot themselves in the foot, it is in the red zone. It's when it's nut cutting time. And now you're stepping back and making a longer field goal or taking yourself out of an opportunity to score and giving yourself a field goal chance, substituting 3 for 7. These are the things that are going to hold you back if you don't get them together.
It was 3rd and 2 at the 26 when they gave the little, it was, I say end around, he was actually in the backfield, but it was kind of an end around
action. Yeah, he motioned into the backfield and then they handed the ball off to him.
And just got carried 4 yards backwards. I was like, probably could have taken that one back, no question.
Yeah, so that I think that this is just point blank period, 44% on the season is not good enough. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that they know that and they're getting better, but even over the last few weeks, it's 50.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at the teams that have been successful, at least even just last year, They were more effective in that place. And for the teams that were less effective of those good teams, they got in there more. It just has to be significantly better. They know that, but it's the little things that are going to make a big difference.
And last thing on this, they're not going to get a lot more chances. We've heard D'Amico. We've heard C.J. Stroud. You know, obviously we'll hear and have heard from Nick Caley. They're not changing the way they do things. So they're still going to be a time of possession first type offense. So they're not going to get a lot of chances. They have to make the most of them, and they have to be over 50%.
Yeah, and to the question, how far is mediocre red zone going to take you? Probably to a division round loss if you're not careful.
Yeah, probably would have to agree.
Right, and so you absolutely need to get this
together. If not sooner. I mean, right now, if the playoffs ended, you're at New England in the wild card.
Did you hear what Aqib Talib was talking about? He's like, the New England would
get popped.
Yeah, it's like, we're doing a lot there. We're doing a lot there. Also, we're not giving nearly enough credit to just how good this defense is.
Yeah.
And also maybe giving a lot of credit to Drake May, who, mind you, has been incredible, has not been in the playoffs, and we understand that being a different beast. I appreciate you, Aqib Talib, but I feel like you might be wilding in that circumstance. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including there's some things happening at the winter meetings, and we're starting to get a little bit of an idea as to what the winter is going to be like for your Astros. Let's talk about that and more next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.